to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome, We All Have It. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Flamingo Motel and Suites is the perfect place to stay for your trip to the Wisconsin Dells. You'll enjoy comfortable accommodations and receive a free ticket to Noah's Ark Water Park each night you stay. The Flamingo Motel puts you close to everything the Dells has to offer, like attractions, restaurants, shops, and of course, America's largest water park. For reservations and information, call 800-24-DELLS. That's 800-243-3557.
If you have outdoor living space, you have wild neighbors. It may be a city balcony with a birdhouse, or a suburban backyard with birds and bunnies, or an expanse of land with hundreds of acres providing home to many animals. Whatever the size, wherever the place, any property can become a sanctuary for wildlife. The Humane Society of the United States can help you turn your property into a haven for birds, butterflies, and a variety of animals through our Urban Wildlife Sanctuary program. And if you have land that's already a safe place for wildlife, our Wildlife Land Trust can help you protect your land and the animals on it from hunting, trapping, and development into the future. So whether you'd like to create a backyard wildlife oasis or make your land a permanent wildlife sanctuary, we can help. For more information, visit us on the web at landforwildlife.org.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Ring. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not bad. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. Calling from the Freedom Ring bunker today.
Oh, in your hideout, huh?
Yeah. You know, you never know when those bureaucrats are going to spring on you, so...
I'm not sure you're safe in your hideout. You haven't been using the phone lately. You're on the phone now.
Yeah, I got a feeling they would know where I'm at.
Yeah, you're busted.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to have an open line today. You know, anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy will be welcome. And I do have, I don't really have a stupid regulation of the week, but I have kind of an interesting report on the president of the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative think tank. I used to actually edit some of their, not edit, but, well, edit for another publication. Read some of their policy studies and reports and such, and they used to come off as if they were like limited government. And the president of the foundation, Ed Fuhlner, Fuhlner, that's probably more appropriate. He's come up with like a few criteria, like five criteria of what makes a conservative. And well, the interesting thing about it, if I can find this here, is all of a sudden, instead of, you know, limiting the government power, one of his criteria is will a government policy make us safer? Well, and another one was, will a government policy unify us? And those two criteria are those the recipes of police state dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows how far away the so-called conservatives have gone from their so-called limited government stance. It's anyone who still really, really believes in limited government, I can't see how they can call themselves conservative, because all these conservative leaders are coming out in favor of government power, basically. Don't call for unity's sake, for safety's sake. Well, for safety's sake, yeah. You can do everything. We can tap your phones, we can read your mail, we can hawk you on the internet, because it's for your own good. It's to make us safer away from those terrorists. Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain who may be a terrorist upon you yourself. Don't look at that guy. it's just one more indication of how conservatives and the Republicans are. I mean, it's all over, folks. For those of you who really do believe in limited government, I just can't see how you want to attach yourself to the conservative name or the Republican Party, for that matter.
There's really no difference between the parties these days. I mean,
no. Well, the only thing the Democrats offer is we can do it better.
Right,
we can do it more honestly or more efficiently, but we still want to exercise as much power upon you, the people, as the Republicans do.
Doesn't it make you wonder if there's a higher power that we don't know, like a power that's higher than the president? Where do you think this power is coming from? FBI, CIA?
Well, yeah, I do think that there is a ruling elite out there. It's maybe not a static number or a specific static group of people. I think it's more of this corporatism idea. So the names will shift from decade to decade a bit, but I think those who are on the top of the corporate ladders, in general, not everyone, especially in the banks, in general also, I think that's the nature of corporations is to obtain power. And they are creatures of the state. They're not creatures of the free market. And I think they really, especially the way the game is played in Washington, D.C., and those who with the biggest bucks will get their favors, and because the laws are written the way they are and contrary to the intent of the Founding Fathers and the Constitution, they can restrict others' abilities of to earn money or to be free while making exceptions for themselves as a group or individual sometimes it's even. And so I do think there's this ruling elite and they fund both power parties, both the Democrats and the Republicans. So it doesn't matter who gets elected. And they get their policies implemented to the detriment of your average guy, the little guy, whatever, your average Joe citizen, Joe Sixpack, and in favor of international corporatism, which, again, another word would be fascism.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's the real power, and I think it's been that way for a long time in this country. They set the rules up so that true challenges just can't happen. And that's what's so sad about what portends for this country, I think, is that in the past there used to be natural checks and balances that would restore, bring us back to where we're supposed to be. But once the rules are set for the election such that real challenges can't be made, I think the experiment's over. And it seems to me things will get worse and worse, and as things get worse and worse, the corporate elite will grasp for more and more power. And nothing short of, let's say, an abrupt change will bring about real change. I don't hope that. I wish we could do this gradually and peacefully, but I don't know.
Well, history tells us that there is no gradual or peaceful way to take care of things like this.
Yeah, it seems to be true, because it seems to me the nature of government is to grasp more and more power, and that the only thing, that really brings back to us a system of freedom is one style of revolution or another. It doesn't seem to gradually go back to less government power ever. It seems to be abrupt, because the march towards power is so great. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not optimistic about that. So I guess, let's see, what else are we going to talk about? I suppose we'll have to talk about Zarqawi. being wiped off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
One more thug killed. The question in my mind is, how many thugs will replace him? Is this going to make a difference? Did it make a difference when Saddam Hussein was apprehended, when his sons were killed, when shock and awe happened and we just took over the country in no time? All these are supposed to be pivotal points. And I suppose...
Uh-oh. Ken, you still there? Well, we lost Mr. Counts John. Now is as good a time as any for us to take our first commercial break. Your phone calls here are welcome, as always, 847-931-1410. We'll get Mr. Counts John back on the phone. We'll be back right after this.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
Okay, we are back to Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John, and no, the CIA or the FBI didn't step in and shut me off.
That's the first thing I thought, too.
No, it was just a battery situation on my phone.
Well, thank God.
So we are back, and everything should be cool. I know Mike had called. Mike from Sycamore had called. Yeah, get us called back, Mike. It'll be first time, I think. In the meantime, I was talking about Zarqawi, and there's always these pivotal points where all of the war has turned around. And we always find out that it's getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
I think the point I'm trying to make is that one leader doesn't make a difference if we nail him. And maybe he was a pretty vicious guy. I think he was. It seems to me there's always
others to take his place. And as long as we're killing 4-year-old children here and there, we're not on the right side of things. And people are going to, there are going to be other so-called terrorists, other insurgents going to take the place.
Well, we can't be too proud about him being gone because of the fact that you said it's going to be people to take his place. I mean, these so-called terrorists and I don't know what you'd call them, these leaders of these organizations, they're not idiots, and of course there's going to be someone to take their place. What kind of organization doesn't have a backup person to take the head guy's place? We have vice president, and we have people to back him up.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, he's got people to back him up. There's no question about it.
Yep. Absolutely. Said it really well. What else is going on? Well, I've been busy trying to work on my house to get it on the market. I haven't really checked much going on, except the big headlines. But, so it's up in line, folks. Here's your opportunity. 347-931-1410. One other suggestion I have, if you'd like to work for the restoration of freedom in this country, and a great way to do it would be on Independence Day. Or when Independence Day is celebrated in Crystal Lake, which is actually July 2nd on Sunday, there will be some of us who are marching, illegally, I'm sure. I mean, we'll not be in the parade. The Libertarians will not be in the parade because we have been banned, by the Crystal Lake Parade Committee. The Gala Parade Committee has said you can't say anything political if you're a political party. You can't point out, you can't make any views known during the parade. Is anything any more absurd than that? An Independence Day parade that you are not going to have the independence of thought to say what point of view you want to say? So we are going to be marching with tape on our mouths and t-shirts expressing what's going on with the Crystal Lake authorities. And I think it'll be an important point being said. Now, we'd love to have others join us in this expression
mm-hmm.
of freedom. And I would say an exercise of what independence should be about. Independence Day should be about is an expression of freedom, not expression of the state of the police state status quo, which is what the Crystal Lake Gala Committee has succumbed to, unfortunately. So that would be Sunday, July 2nd.
Sunday the 2nd.
We'll keep you posted as far as exact time, but we are definitely going to be marching with some t-shirts with expressing exactly what the Gala Committee has done. I think it's really sad. It's really outrageous. It's really sad that they have restricted free speech on Independence Day. What could be more absurd than that?
Only in America.
Oh, unfortunately. We used to be the bastion of freedom, huh?
We used to be the leaders.
Mike back yet?
No, we got Mark or we have Jeff.
Okay, well, let's go to Mark then.
All right, Mark, you're up.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I don't get to listen to the show very often, but I'll tell you, I like what you're talking about. And, you know, when you guys are saying history shows, this thing's not going to just go away. It's going to have to go almost to the streets, I think. And I'm sorry to say that.
It's too bad because, again, the checks and balances that the Founding Fathers tried to implement in the Constitution, they're just not there anymore. The executive power is the executive branch has taken up so much power unto itself that I can't see how, things will get restored peacefully, unfortunately.
Well, it's a monarchy. It's a king and queen, basically, now. What we fought against... Well, we fought to get away from it. We came back into it, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in space.
Yeah.
You read the long train of abuses in the Declaration of Independence and compare it to what's going on today, and it makes the Revolutionary War look like a party.
Absolutely. And you guys can't march, but they'll let illegals march. And you come in with a country this has become. And they wouldn't stop them from marching for nothing. They would say, go ahead. They wouldn't care if they were legal, but you can't march because you're political? What kind of belongs
to that? Because, well, they said we could march as long as we don't express any views. I mean, which is absolutely absurd. Why would we want to do that?
It's Baloney, and I'll tell you, you guys keep up the good work and keep up the fight, and there's more of us out here trying to, that are with you more than you think. And thanks a lot,
great,
you guys.
Well, I appreciate the call, Mark. Okay, and we have Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, listen, you know, I saw something interesting over the weekend on a, I think it was CNN, not the, the big station, the sister station of it, CNBC or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was about the monarchy of the United States.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, they were talking
about... what the previous caller, Mark, had just suggested.
Yeah, this, this is Clinton versus Bush, and people have to look to this date, how many... you know, they're comparing it to other presidents in the past. What they're looking at, Hillary can't speak today. Hillary getting in office in 2008, and then she goes two terms, then Jeb Bush gets in and starts running Jeb Bush in there. They were talking about how, and then they were throwing Chelsea Clinton into the mix, and you know,
you don't know any of that, but that doesn't really matter. It's all the same ilk of people, and they're all tied to the corporate elite, the Democrats, Republicans, the Bushes or the Clintons, or you name it. It doesn't really matter if it's specifically the same family or not, in my opinion.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. Part of the problem is people tend to, it comes down to the voting, all right? If people would stop using that old saying that says, well, why vote for the lesser of two evils so then they don't vote? Maybe the outcome of this would have been a heck of a lot different. You know, at first, when I started...
No, I disagree with you. If I heard you correctly, Jeff, I totally disagree with you. I think people do vote for the lesser of two evils, and that's the problem.
Well,
they
I've heard a lot of
two evils instead of voting for some idea or a group of people that they really do believe in. Just because they don't think they're going to get elected, they vote for the lesser of two evils, and so what they get is evil.
Well, if you look at the voting, and okay, this is what they're coming out with. It's low 30s, high 20s. I mean, we're telling everybody else in the whole world what to do, and, you know, this is the way to go, but yet we, as public citizens, don't vote. I mean, we have so many people in this country, and yet when you come out with the kind of statistics that states right there, in fact, we don't vote, then it's telling me that people aren't paying attention to what's going. And the thing that's sad, Ken, is that they call in radio stations like this all the time. They call in and they, you know, piss and moan about things every single day, but yet the ones that piss and moan the most are probably the ones that don't vote at all. And I know of two people who are regular callers who've never voted.
I'm just not sure. Maybe they are smarter than the rest of us, that they realize that voting doesn't matter anymore. When there's no real choice. When the major political parties have made it so difficult for other challengers to get on the ballot, if you can get on the ballot, you've used all your resources just to get on the ballot, and then you've got no resources to really advertise your campaign to the average Joe Sixpack guy out there. Who doesn't even call into talk shows. You know?
Well, what's your answer to the situation? Because something's got to change, Ken. Is it going to be total anarchy?
Education is the first answer. People have to become educated as to what is going on. You can't act and react unless you know what's going on in the first place. And... education and maybe education in priority setting, in value determination. See, it seems to me that people are more worried about how comfortable they are in their lives. Whether they're free or not doesn't seem to matter. And the powers that be, they'll make things relatively comfortable for you as long as you toe the line and do it the way they want you to do it. And I mean, there's no easy answer, Jeff. There's no easy answer, but it seems to me it has to start with a shift in the way people set their values. And that takes education. That's going to take generations to do. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in our lifetime, I don't think, Jeff, unfortunately. But what keeps me going is just the thought that I may be laying some seeds for others to nurture, to restore freedom in this country. But as I said, it is so, the situation is so implanted, it's so set in the wrong direction that it's going to take a long, long time of educating people. And probably more and more people, unfortunately, sometimes the only education people understand is when they get the 2x4 knocked on their head. You know, when else is getting knocked out, it doesn't concern them.
Well,
they have to get knocked around themselves, then they start to see, we're getting our heads knocked in by 2x4s. Maybe we should do something about it. So maybe things are going to have to get a lot worse before they get better.
You know, buddy, all I can say is, and I've always preached this, you know, we may agree and we may disagree, but at least we talk about it and at least we know where we're coming from. Part of the problem with this country is, you just said it, education. And until they get a clue and get off their fat ducks, I mean, I hear so many people, I'm trying to run for an office and I'm trying to do a lot of things within my community to help at least straighten it out. I don't know everything. And I say, please, please, people, if I'm saying something wrong, educate me. Tell me, give me an opinion. The problem is, they don't want to. They want to just say, I got to take my kids to the soccer game, or I got to watch this program. You know, the public is, and maybe I'm rough on them when I say this, but the fact is, they're stupid when it comes to politics. And until they get a clue, I'm going to get off, but until they get a clue and understand how the political system works, especially in modern times, you know, it's not like 1832 like it used to be, you know. Until they get a clue and start learning something, then we're never going to change. And with that note, I'll get off and let somebody else think. But
thanks for
doing the work.
I appreciate it. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. It's wide open right now, so you'll get on right away after these messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on map scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. Jack Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. Jack Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need email or internet setup and training? Call John. Want to simply learn to do things faster? Call John. Jack Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want a new computer system set up? Call John. Need fast, convenient repairs? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
We are back with Freedom Rings, and we do have an open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. And I guess kind of a quiet day today, huh, Mike?
It does seem kind of quiet. You guys seem to be talking about some interesting stuff, though, and I did have a follow-up question to those last two callers.
Sure.
And, you keep talking about how the government is slowly moving towards this police state, if you will.
Right.
When do you think we lost this power? Do you think this is something from the late 1700s when our founding fathers put this whole stuff together? Do you think they had any of this in mind? Or?
Well, it's very serious. I think the big quantum leap towards police state actually did take place over 150 years ago, under Abraham Lincoln.
It was under Abraham Lincoln, huh?
I think he's the one who really set the stage with his implementation of a draft, with a jailing of dissidents, of deporting a congressman, taking away the rights of the writ of habeas corpus, implementation of an income tax, the introduction of a phony money system. All of that was implemented by Lincoln for the first time.
Hmm.
That was a big one. Now, others will go all the way back to George Washington and say that the successful squelching of the Whiskey Rebellion by George Washington.
The Whiskey Rebellion.
Right, was really the beginning of it, because, you know, their founding fathers were fighting against these oppressive taxes, and then the farmers were getting hit hard by this whiskey tax, and they rebelled, and troops were sent in, and, of course, you know, knocked it down, and that was the beginning. So, I don't know, others would say it was FDR with a myriad of, socialist programs. You can point a lot of different points in history.
Right, right.
But for me, it was Lincoln that really set it going, even though I'm sure the decades following Lincoln were not bad at all. And you compare the lack of regulation of that era compared to today, there's just no comparison.
Hmm.
But, it seems to be accelerating. It seems under, I think Nixon was one who really accelerated it, and the first George Bush sure did, and Clinton, and then it's just under George W. It's just been horrendous.
Yeah, I mean, it's been so horrendous that you can almost see it now.
He has really brought the police state to almost full. I mean, to its full extent, just about, I would say, although I'm sure it can and will get worse. but you know, our founding fathers would not have... Thomas Jefferson finding out that his writings were being his discussions with people were being listened to, that he was being eavesdropped on,
mm-hmm.
he would have called for revolution on a point of that. And most people don't even care. Well, if you have nothing to hide, why should you care if the government snoops around eavesdropping on your phone calls or on the internet? Or I mean, sure, come back into our home, you know, without a search warrant. We have nothing to hide. I mean, that's what a lot of people really think and believe. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And if, as long as it's not happening to them, as long as it's not happening to them, then most people, unfortunately, don't seem to care.
Well, with all these higher-ups in Washington and trying to figure out which way I want to go with this question here is, why is there no facts out there to prove or disprove that this not turning into a police state? I'm thinking if I would become president of the United States and I found out all this corruption is going on in my country, why wouldn't I step up and make a change and let everyone know about it? We don't trust Bush, we don't trust Clinton, we don't trust Bush's dad when he was in office, but there's got to be someone out there who's got an inside track who knows something. And he's going to have loose lips for us to know about it. I mean, why hasn't that happened yet?
Well, I think it's very difficult to move up in politics to the point where you can become president unless you've, there are maybe some exceptions, but unless you kind of sold yourself to the corporate elite. So the presidents who make to be president, they do the bidding of the corporate elite.
Uh-huh.
I think Ronald Reagan might have been an exception, possibly, to a certain extent. Although I sure saw a market change in his policies vis-a-vis the government after there was an assassination attempt.
Mm-hmm. By Hinckley,
Hinckley, who was, by the way, whose family is the biggest contributor to George Bush's campaign.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Just as an aside. that's a really established fact. That's not, you know, that's not a conspiracy in that case thing. That's easily provable. But yeah, Reagan was talking about limited government and how government's the problem, not the solution, and his rhetoric was great, and he passed with big tax cuts, and then after he got a couple of bullets in his body, obviously he passed the biggest tax increase in history at that time, and it was the biggest tax increase in the history of the country. This was the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act.
Kind of a wake up call, huh?
1982. I'm just laying out what happened. You know, people can draw their own conclusions.
Right, right. You know, a lot of the stuff that you talk about on here, it's hard for me to believe because I have such an admiration for my country.
Right.
That I'm looking for ways that it can be proved or disproved. I guess that's where my point in asking you these questions were, like, when you thought we started losing control and about the big guy in the... The big guy who's in charge above the president or the organization who's actually running this country, I want to know why it's been kept such a great secret that we don't know anything about it, supposedly.
Now, there's an interesting, I've mentioned this before, an interesting documentary out there, America from Freedom to Fascism, produced, directed by Aaron Russo. And I noticed in an interview of Aaron's, he actually said that there was somebody from the Council on Foreign Relations who actually came to him and they were talking about the women's movement. And the guy said that basically that we, like the elite, the corporate elite, we made the women's movement.
Mm.
And it wasn't about making women equal. It was about getting women out of the house in order to get, you know, twice as many people out there working in the workforce paying taxes.
Right, right.
To increase the government's revenue. And also, and by virtue of that, when you do that, when you have two spouses working, to control the education of the children.
It's under the guise of...
Under the guise of women's
freedom. Of women's freedom, right, right.
Right. And he came right out to Aaron and told him this.
Hmm.
that was the motivation that we know we made the women's movement, and that was the reason. So, I mean, there is some evidence out there that they're right out in front. The corporate elite doing this because they really believe that their way is better, that they're smarter than everybody else, and that they should control our lives because they know better. So, and as long as people allow that to happen, it's going to happen. If there's a group of people that want to seize power, and there are other people that want to be made to feel secure, which, you know, secure slaves, then that's what's going to happen, unfortunately. The Constitution is only as strong as the value system of the people behind it. And as someone many times has said, you know, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. And most people have not been vigilant at all.
It seems most people in the United States, as it is to me now, are more interested in being secure than they are about being free.
Yeah, well, there's just no question about that, unfortunately. There's no question about that.
It's a tough
decision. Most of those people even understand the concept of what real, you know, freedom is. I really think most of them think it's the freedom to vote for people to restrict their neighbor's freedom. I think that's what they think freedom is.
It's not an easy choice. I mean, would you rather be free or secure? I mean, you obviously would have rather stay free, but when you're looking down that cliche gun pointed at your face, maybe you think twice about it and say, no, I'd rather be safe.
Yeah, that's true, and I guess the next question I ask myself, though, is, am I really living if I'm not living free?
Mm-hmm.
Am I already dead? Is the slave really truly living, you know?
Right.
Or are you part of the living dead? So to me, it's not an either or proposition, because to live securely by virtue of the fact of a police state, you're not really, in my opinion, you're not really living your own life anyway. Now, if all you care about is material comforts and feel good stuff and not about maybe some more important value systems, maybe that doesn't matter. But that's where I think education comes in again.
Right.
Because I think more advanced people, they go beyond, their value system goes beyond whether or not they're hungry and warm and secure in their own homes. There's more to life than just that, I think.
Absolutely.
So, again, anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Open bank today, folks, if you want to give us a call.
We got Mike from Sycamore on.
We do? I'll tell you what. Why don't we break now, and then we'll get to Mike right after a few messages.
All right, very good.
Okay.
This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting,
decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
We are back. Freedom is rings. Let's go right back to the phones, and we have Mike on the line.
Hey, Cassie. Hey.
How you doing?
Are we there?
Yeah. Yeah, it was,
okay.
It was breaking up for a while, but yeah, you're there.
All right. Well, Ken, I'm calling you some good news on the tax front. I sent you a copy of an email I sent to State Senator Chris Lawson yesterday with an attachment.
Yeah.
But apparently, the IRS does not play well in Peoria, Illinois. And the reason I say that is, the Department of Justice and the Internal Revenue Service walked into the courtroom here last May, which was last month, and begged the judge to dismiss all charges against Robert Lawrence, who they had charged with willful failure to file and willful failure to pay federal and state income taxes. And in the sum of it all up, it's on the Paperwork Reduction Act, requires that all government agencies display a valid OMB number from the Congress there, and basically the 1040 doesn't have a valid OMB number on it. So the Congress does not recognize the 1040 income tax form as a legitimate document.
Now, you're not saying that the Justice Department, the IRS, actually came to court and said this.
It's in the update. If you go to givemeliberty.org, or just do a search for Robert Lawrence and look for the key things, Peoria, Illinois. I doubt you'll find it anywhere because all these tax cases always seem to mysteriously disappear off the radar screen for some reason. Well, like I said, on Wednesday, May 10th, Kylie, which was his attorney, mailed a whole bunch of discoveries to the Department of Justice, and part of it was under a Congress 44 USC, sections 3500 to 3520, also known as the Paperwork Reduction Act, clearly states that you cannot be prosecuted for failure to fill out information on a document not recognized by the Congress and does not have a valid OMB number on it, which is 1040
They presented this as a motion to dismiss, and then the Justice Department said, we'd like to dismiss the case?
Oh, no, this was during the discovery phase when both sides exchanged your information before they even started the trial.
Okay.
The Department of Justice found this information, and like I said, it's in detail if you go to the GiveMeLiberty.org site.
I'm there right now. I'm there right now, and I'm looking for the case you're talking about.
Yeah, it says 1040
DOJ dismisses this felony tax prosecution with prejudice. That means they can bring it back. Right?
Well, no, because the court dismissed it with prejudice in the favor of Mr. Lawrence. They cannot try him for that.
I correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't with prejudice mean that they can bring the case back?
Well, from what I read on the update, like I said, it's kind of hard for me to read it and do what I'm doing, but it said that they cannot bring charges against them because it was dismissed with prejudice against the Department of Justice and IRS because they asked the judge to drop the case.
So, okay, well, maybe I got them confused. I thought it would work the other way. So if it was without prejudice, does that mean they could bring it back? One of the ways you can bring it back. Maybe some attorney out there can help us out and make sure.
And one more thing before we get off here real quick. A while back, we had State Senator Chris Lawson come down and watch Aaron Russo film in St. Charles, and I was glad that he did attend and see our point of view. Last month, he was on your sister station to the south, and said he was concerned about the ratification process, so I promptly sent him the Phil Benson website, you know, that shows you the four states that clearly they used fraud and deceit in order to get the 38 they needed for ratification.
Right.
But I would like you to ask, you know, if you could, you know, put a phone call in the State Senator Chris Lawson and give him the opportunity to come on here and display to this audience what he found and what he hasn't found. And let us know where his investigation stands.
That would be interesting. That would be very interesting, too. We'll try to do
it. Anyway, Ken, you're doing a great job down there. Keep up the good work, and I'll keep out here listening. If I get any more good news, I'll send it to you.
Great, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, you have a good day, bud.
Okay, quickly, I think we got John on the line still.
Yep.
Hey, John.
Ken. Look, another thing about what Mike just had to say is that if the form is not recognized, how can electronic filing be legal at all?
Well, that's a good point.
But what I called about was that you were saying that the corporation is a creature of the state or creation of the state,
right?
And it's like, how long have corporations been around to be doing these things attempting to create and control government?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure if I have a definitive answer on that. Do you have any inkling? Or are you just asking the question?
Pardon?
Are you just asking the question, or do you have an answer?
I'm just asking the question because as far as I'm aware, I think corporations were first formed legally sometime in the late 1700s.
Something like that. Yeah, I was thinking it might have been late 1600s, but it was right, give or take 50 years around there, I guess. Yeah, so it's been a while, and I think it was established probably in England, would be my guess. But yeah, and I imagine at first, you know, it was probably not, I don't think it was conspiracy at that time or anything, but it's just the way government grows, or those who get favors from government, it gets stronger and more pernicious all the time.
And one other thing about what Mike the engineer had to say is that with regard to our Constitution, is that only the signers of the Constitution agreed to it, and the states at the time did ratify it, but it was just a majority rule, and the people that didn't vote for it or didn't like it, Are they bound by it as well?
Well, that's an interesting question. That's a question posed by Lysander Spooner.
Because I never voted on it.
No treason. I never voted on it either.
I don't even know what you're talking about. That's how I didn't vote on it.
Yeah, how can it be a contract? Yeah, Rousseau would say that's a social contract, but I think that's nonsense. You know, a contract is a contract, and yeah, if you don't agree to it, how can you be bound to it? But even by their own rules, I'm saying, you know, they're violating them, you know, daily, minutely, second. Thanks for your call, John.
Okay, bye.
Oh, all right. Quotation of the week, this one from Paul Craig Roberts. Destroying America does not mean blowing up buildings. It means destroying the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, separation of powers. Al-Qaeda is powerless to bring about such destruction. Only our own government can destroy America.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.
This is your news and information.